Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It is His will that all be saved. It's not His will that any should perish. And yet, have people perished? Are people perishing? Then things are happening that's not the will of God. But it's not God's fault. Man, you, me, we have a will. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And everybody that will believe and respond will be saved. Yes. What if they don't? Well, then they won't, because it wasn't God's will for them to be saved. No. Because they didn't receive it. They didn't do their part. Well, now, if that's true about the most important thing in life, why wouldn't it be true about lesser things? Well, it is. And we see that in life, some people are protected and some are not. And a lot of folk like to be vague and say, well, it's just, they like to say, well, you just never know. You just never know. People quote it like it's a scripture. Have you ever read that in your Bible? Anybody know where that's at? It's in First Imaginations. Wow. You just never know. Men's ideas. No, listen. There is a manward side to these things. When we do what He told us to do, when we believe what He told us to believe, can you count on Him to do what He said He would do? Yeah. Well, what if we don't believe what He said? What if we don't believe what He said about protection? What if we don't do what He told us to do to be protected? Can we expect Him to protect us anyway? Well, it'd be foolish. It'd be unreasonable. So no, don't blame everything on God. Let's see our part. And let's see that we do it. And then we know we can count on Him to do His part. In Psalm 91, let's read it again. Psalm 91, He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, who will say?
I.
Now see, this is what our third lesson on this. We've already been in this for two Fridays, I believe it is. And the first one we looked at is, what's our part in this? We are to say this. What are we to say? I will say of the Lord what? He is my refuge. He is my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Here's one of the first things that we see here that's our part. We are to believe it. We are to say it. We are to proclaim it. We are to decree it. But we went into some detail. The Lord told individuals that had rejected Him and replaced Him with somebody else and something else, then when they were in trouble and needed to be protected and helped, He told them, why don't you go to your new God? Let them protect you. Let them help you. This is serious. And we talked about, even in our nation, it doesn't work to say we want God out of our schools, out of our government, out of our courthouses, out of our legislation. No, you got to leave God out. Leave God out. But we want His protection. Doesn't work. I said it doesn't work. And so we can't control everybody. But for you and your family, you need to boldly say, God is my God. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. Amen. He protects me. God is my protector. You need to say it just like you confess He's your Savior.
Yes.
You need to confess He's your protector. Said out loud, God is my God,
my protector.
He protects me.
I serve Him.
I worship Him.
I live for Him.
And He protects me. You need to believe this. You need to say it. If you're bashful about it, or you're whatever, you're unsure, and you sat there and didn't say it just now, well, can you count on His protection? You don't confess Him as your God? You don't live for Him? You don't believe in Him? You're counting on something else? Well, then when it comes down to it, you'll have to rely on that to take care of you. But I'm not that dumb. Amen. How about you?
Yes,
now, I know I need help. I didn't make myself. I didn't create myself. I don't sustain myself. I'm not the one that made my heart just beat again.
Amen.
Hmm? I believe there is a God.
Yes.
The great Almighty, Creator of heavens and earth.
Yes.
He gives us life and breath and all things.
Amen.
And He is my protector. He's my protector. Now keep reading. It said, I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge, He's my fortress, He's my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. When you believe in Him, trust in Him, you say that He's your God and protector, surely, can you count on it? Surely He will deliver you. Verse 4 begins to describe how He does it. He will cover you with His feathers. And under His wings shall you trust. Now we went into that in the second lesson. We talked about our part. Now this is His part. Let's go over it again. What's our part?
Say.
We say out loud.
Yes.
Don't let it go weeks and weeks and you don't say it.
That's right.
And especially if anything comes up that tries to scare you or bother you, immediately you ought to start opening your mouth and saying, God is my God. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. He protects me. God protects me. Anything tries to scare you or bother you, don't sit there and shake. Stand up and open your mouth and say it out loud. God is my refuge. God is my fortress. He's my deliverer. He's my protector. See, say it out loud. And then if you'll do that, what did He say? Surely. You did your part now. You believe in Him. You believe what He said. You trust Him. You confess Him as your Lord and protector. He said, surely I'm going to deliver you. And He's going to cover you. Now, we saw not just here, but in numerous places in the scripture where the picture of either the eagle or the hen protecting her young. We saw Jesus long over the city of Jerusalem. And so how often I would have gathered you to me like a hen does her chicks. He said, but you wouldn't. You wouldn't come to me. You wouldn't take refuge under my protection. We read in Isaiah about the canopy of protection. Oh, long before Star Trek. Or Lost in Space or any science fiction, God had force fields. Man, you see it in the deliverance of the Israelites from Egyptian bondage. You see how disease would sweep through the land and it would come to the border of Goshen and couldn't go any further. It bounced off of something. Something was around them and protecting them. Glory to God. You know, the devil said about Job, he said, you put a hedge about him and everything he's got. He'd been trying to get to him for years and couldn't. There's a force field. There's a protection. So in this world, it's dangerous. It's perilous. But that's not the real issue. We're not going to be able to make the whole world a safe place in our lifetime. But the question is, are you covered or are you exposed? Can you be covered?
Yes.
Now, man, this is a rich thing right here. How many remember the Bible says you have an adversary? The devil. He goes about as a roaring lion, just chewing up anybody he wants to. Huh? Turn there. Where's it at? 1 Peter? 5? Turn there and look at it real quick. Hold your place in Psalms 91 if you hadn't already lost it. If you did, we'll find it again. But 1 Peter 5, 8. Be sober. Be on the watch. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking what? Whom he may devour. Now there's two words here that'll set you free. Seeking and may. What does seeking mean? Well, why is he looking for? Why don't he just get you and destroy you? He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And it talked about under His feathers, under His wings. We see that language used repeatedly. This canopy of protection covers you where the predator can't find you. He can't see you. He can't find you like the little chick under the mother hen's wing. You ever seen that? Little chicks run up under the mother hen. You can't see them. Where's the chicks? You can't see them. We're seeking to find the little chicks. Where are they? You can't see them. Did you get that? Did you see that? Unless, of course, you're an independent little chick. And you don't need all that. And you're going to, even though mother hen clucks and calls, you're going to run out on your own. Well, you're going to be somebody's lunch. But if you're smart, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The enemy is seeking, and what's that next word? Whom he? There's some he may not. There's some he can't find. And there's some he may not. Because of that protection. Can't get to you. Can't get to you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, You Shall Not Fear, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204C. That's R-1204C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.